Hey guys, welcome back to Inner Monologue with me, Olivia Neal. Today, I'm going to be telling you about how I got peer pressured into getting lip filler. I'm also going to be telling you about how I got burgled, how I walked in on a burglar in my bedroom. Anyway, it's going to be a tough one today. Let's get into it. Okay, before we get started into today's podcast, because I have a lot to say, actually, honestly, like, this is, like, really, really fucked up. Like, something, like, kind of bad happened to me this week, and the first thing I thought was, like, oh my god, thank fuck something's happened, because in last week's podcast, I was honestly, like, well, I still feel the same, like, I still feel, like, this, like, kind of floating sensation of, like, I don't really know where I am, like, I can't focus my eyes on things, like, I keep zoning out, like, in bad times, I'd be zoning out, like, I literally drove home from the podcast last week, and, like, 10 minutes in, I was like, oh, wait, where am I? Like, I've been driving and I've not been concentrating. Like, my eyes have literally not been, like, focused. And I still feel a little bit like that. So last week's podcast, I was like, I was really disappointed when I walked out. I was like, what did I just fucking say? Like, I blacked out the whole time. So I'm sorry if you listened to last week's podcast and you're like, what was she saying? It's because I had actually, like, nothing really to talk about. I feel like nothing's been happening to me. Like, usually, like, some kind of, like, juicy things happen, or, like, there's something to do with friends or boys, or, like, something cool in work, or I don't know. I didn't really have anything to say, but then something bad happened straight after the podcast. And I was like, this is bad, but also kind of good, because now I have something to talk about in my podcast. But before we get into that, because so much to say, I need to point out the elephant in the room. And maybe it's not the elephant in the room, maybe I'm just overthinking it, but I feel like there's one thing that you're all looking at right now, and it's my lips. And let me get into why I'm self-conscious about my lips right now. So I told you guys about how I went and got my master Botox done, and how the guy really fucked it up and, like, put it too far forward. And it was, like, a different practitioner that I went to, because I couldn't get booked in with my usual practitioner, who I really, really trust. And he, like, does my master Botox so well, to the point that, like, I do not grind anymore. And it just, like, it's all great, never had any problems. And then I couldn't get booked in, so I went to this other guy, and he fucked me up. He put it way too far forward. It made my fucking face, like, paralyzed on this side, and it did not stop my grinding. Like, my teeth literally felt like they were gonna fall out every morning. So I went back to my usual practitioner yesterday and was like, hey, like, I'm sorry, I cheated on you, I karma, like, my face is not paralyzed. He's like, okay, it's gonna come back in, like, a couple weeks, so don't worry about that. And, like, he redid that this side. It was only this side that my clenching was bad on, so he redid that side. And then I was like, oh yeah, like, I was just talking to him and, like, yeah, I want to get, like, something done to my lips. Like, my friend has, like, lip blushing, I think it looks so good. Like, I'm just, like, not overly happy with my lips right now. Like, they're just super, like see-through. Like, I've got really bad see-through lip syndrome, which is, like, not a bad thing. It's just, like, something I'm self-conscious of. And he was like, okay, I was like, maybe I should get, like, a lip flip. Like, well, I just want something done to my lips. So stupid. You don't need anything done to your lips. Like, I just like going in there and being like, what should I do? What should I do to my face? Anyway, he goes, oh, like, I'm gonna put a little bit of filler in. And I was like, no, like, I don't like filler. I've publicly said I'm against filler. I don't think anyone should get filler in their face, because it migrates and it moves and it's horrible and it never really looks that good. But then also in my head, I was like, okay, there's this girl called Amelie Starr. Do you know her? She's, like, an influencer. I've been watching her vlog recently. I love her vibe. Actually, like, I think I've met her maybe once, but I just love her vibe on YouTube. Like, she's just a really great vibe, and she gets lip filler, and I think it really suits her, and I really like it. Like, yes, you can tell she's got lip filler, but, like, I'm not against it. And it's, like, Amelia Gray as well. Do you know her? She's, like, the model. She's got lip filler, and, like, I'm like, sometimes I really like that look. Like, I actually like how it looks. But anyway, actually, no, I'm against lip filler. And hey, so I'm really bad at peer pressure. Like, I cannot stand up for myself. And I just, like, for example, on the way here today, I had to get an Uber because I don't have my car right now, which I will get into later why I don't have my car. I had to get an Uber, and this man was taking me, like, on a tour around London. I was getting to see all the sights. I was, like, going the opposite direction of where I was meant to go, which is the Spotify studios. I was literally going the opposite direction. I was texting my producer being like, hey, I think I'm gonna be a bit late because this guy might be abducting me. Got to the point that I was in the car for, like, maybe an hour, and it's meant to be a 25 minute drive. And I was like, right, you know what, sir, like, I'm just gonna get out here and walk. And he was like, okay. So I had to walk the rest of the way. Anyway, I can't even stand up for myself, to the point that I couldn't be like, hello, like, you're meant to take that turn, you're meant to, like, I know the way to the studio, I drive here every fucking week. And I couldn't even be like, sir, you're taking me the wrong way. And I think he was just trying to get money. If you make the, like, journey longer, you get more money, I think. And I just couldn't sign up for myself, to the point that I just had to get out of the car and walk, because I couldn't even be like, hello, you're going the wrong way and you're scamming me right now. So anyway, I was in my Botox guys, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna do some filler, and if you don't like it, I was like, first of all, I was like, no, I don't want filler, I don't like filler. And he was like, okay, well, trust me, like, I've got this new one, it's, like, really natural, and it just makes you look like you've got hydrated lips. And I was like, no, I've actually got, like, a really important shoot in 2 days, like, I really shouldn't. He's like, it won't swell, like, it's fine, like, if you don't like it, like, on me, like, I won't make you pay for it, and you can come back and get it dissolved straight away. And I was like, okay. And then he did it. I was like, how did I just get peer pressured into getting fucking lip filler? Like, and I was like, oh, maybe he's just trying to make money off me, but he's not, because, like, he did say, like, he will dissolve it and, like, give me my money back for free. So, like, if I don't like it, but I just ended up getting lip filler. I'm like, I was so disappointed in myself. I was like, fuck. I need to start standing up for myself. Cause, like, this is my face, Olivia. Like, you can't just fucking, like, let people talk you into getting shit done to your face. And it really has swollen. This was yesterday, so obviously it is, like, only a day, but, like, they're so swollen and they're so bruised, and I've got a really important shoot tomorrow, and I don't know what the fuck. And it's completely my own fault. Like, I don't know why I just gave in. And now, yeah, and I literally sat here on this podcast, like, a few weeks ago, being like, don't get filler, like, it's so bad for you, and it just migrates, and it, like, it's going to, like, I'm gonna have to get this dissolved in, like, 2 weeks, because it's gonna start migrating, but yeah. So if you're thinking, whoa, Olivia, you look a little bit botched today, that is why. I'm weak, I'm really weak.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Get into the debacle that I ensued, and I don't know why I'm trying to use all these big words. Let's talk about the chaos that happened after my last podcast I recorded. So I do my last podcast, I'm feeling like really, like, as I said, I was driving home, I was like, I'm literally out of it, like, maybe I should just go to the gym, like, maybe if I, like, do a bit of exercise, move my body, then I'll feel a little bit more awake. So I decided, right, go home, throw on my gym stuff, and I leave my house at 6 p.m I think it was. I get to the gym, I walk in, and it must have been about, like, 6:20, 6:30 at this point. And that's, like, the rush hour time, obviously, because everyone finishes work at, like, 5 or 6, and then everyone heads to the gym. And, like, that gym is usually chaos, but at that time, it's insane. And there's lots of treadmills in this gym. There's, like, a good, like, I would say 12, 15, no, maybe even more, like, 20 treadmills in this gym. Like, there's a lot of treadmills, and, like, usually, well, I usually go at the unemployed, or, like, I go at, like, 1 p.m. or, like, 11 a.m. when there's just no one there. I just saw this TikTok the other day, and it was, like, me at 11 a.m. like, in the gym, trying to figure out what job everyone has that allows them to be at the gym at 11 a.m. and I always do that. I'm like, why are you guys here? Like, don't you have jobs? And then I'm like, oh wait, I guess I'm here too. So anyway, I go at 6:30, and it's so busy, and there's no treadmills free. And I don't really do, oh no, I do either treadmill or I do stuff on the mat. Like, I do, like, ab workouts or whatever. And there was, like, a class going on in the mat, so I couldn't use the mat, and there was no treadmills free. And I was like, okay, if there's one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to fucking queue for a treadmill. Like, that is just, and you know what? I usually, if I was at Pure Gym or something and I didn't know anyone, I would maybe queue for a treadmill. But the fact that I knew that people I know are going to see me queuing for a treadmill, you know what? I just need to get over it. But, like, for some reason, that was, like, horrible to me. And I was like, I can't do this right now. So I turned right around and walked back into the changing rooms, got my stuff and left. So I was at the gym for all of 3 minutes maybe, and I was like, you know what, today's not the day. I'll do an ab workout at home, I'll use my sauna, I'll do something, but I'm not staying at the gym today, it's too much. I was already feeling in a little bit of a bad mood. I couldn't then queue for 15 minutes for a treadmill. So I get home at 6:45, I'm gone for all the 45 minutes. Usually whenever I get home, there's a little bit of movement in the house, you know, the cats are running to the door, meowing, screaming, whatever, they're excited to see me. They're just hungry. They actually don't like me. They just like me giving them food. So I open my front door. By the way, I'm also in my car at this point. So I pull up to my house. I get out. I open my door. And the movement sounds a little bit different today. Also, in my house, if you guys have watched my house tour on YouTube, you'll know that, like, my front door opens up to my bedroom. So it's, like, upstairs. And then you have to, like, go downstairs for the kitchen and stuff. So when you open my front door, you're basically, like, pretty much in my bedroom. Like, if the doors are open, you're in my bedroom. So I'm hearing this noise, and it's not, like, I just open it, like, I don't know why, like, I didn't fully walk in, I just kind of, like, stuck my head in, and, like, there was this noise, and it wasn't just a cat's footsteps, it was, like, things being dropped everywhere, and, like, running, and, like, it was all in my bed, coming from my bedroom. And I was, like, also, there was no cats coming, like, usually, there's a noise, and then the cat appears. Like, they, like, run to me, but it was, like, all this noise, things flying everywhere, like, running, and there was no cats to be seen. So I just shut the door straight away and rang my mum. Because also, like, I live on my own. So sometimes I do hear noises and I think, oh God, like, there's a home intruder. And then I'm like, okay, Olivia, you need to grow up. You obviously just have cats and they're going to make noises sometimes. And I've never had a home intruder. So I always just think it's just like I have that little moment where I'm a bit scared, but then I really, I talk myself down from the edge and I'm like, it's just the cats. One time I did have a fright. I was sitting on the sofa. I was with my friend at this point and the light turned on my stairs. And the only way you can turn on that light is from a switch at the top of the stairs. So we were like, oh my God, there's either someone in the house or my house is haunted. That never happened again. So it's actually not that bad. But that's the only scare I've ever had living alone in London that I thought there was someone there was when that light turned on. So anyway, I'm usually quite a rational person. So I rang my mom and I was like, mom, like, I heard this noise when I walked into my house there. Like, I don't know if I'm just being stupid. It could just be the cats running about, but like, I'm a little bit scared. And she went, okay, Olivia, you're fine. Just go back into the house and keep me on the phone. I was like, okay, just in case there is someone in my house and they might not have heard me coming in that time. I mean, they would have 100% heard me coming in. I was like, I'm just going to like scare them. So I started knocking on the door. I started ringing my doorbell, putting my key in and out loads. This lasted like 20 seconds. And then I finally walked in. And my mom's on the phone. She's like, it's going to be fine. Just shout for the cats. So I'm like, hello, hello. Like trying to shout for the cats. The cats aren't coming. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, you know, it's the most embarrassing thing. Like when you think there's someone in your house, like I've actually done this before. Like, for example, whenever I had the light switched on, I had to like grab a knife and I had to like call out and be like, if you're in my house, I've got a knife. And it's like that was so embarrassing that time because there was actually no one there and I was just calling out to no one. But so this time I was like, hello, is anyone here? And it's just like the most embarrassing thing ever. But so I'm like walking through, I get to my bedroom door and it's like slightly open and I peek my head in. All my stuff is everywhere, like all over the floor. I didn't fully get to like see because I as soon as I saw my bags on the floor, like it was all my handbags on the floor, I literally just like turned around and ran back out to my car. I rang my friend Millie, who lives literally a 3-minute drive from me, which is so lucky because she only moved a couple months ago, and before that I didn't really have any friends that lived near me. Two of my best friends, Millie and Edie, they lived in East London. Like my friend Tilly doesn't really live near me. Like I didn't really have anyone near me until recently Millie moved. And so I just rang Millie and I was like, Millie, I've just ordered an Uber to your house, can you please get in it? Like I think someone's broken into my house, all my stuff's everywhere, I'm sat waiting in my car. So Millie comes like literally in 5 minutes. I didn't call the police at this point because I was still in my head thinking like, did the cats just like, the cats knock things over. If you've got a cat, you know cats like fucking adore to knock things over. It's like their pride and joy. Like it's like their favorite activity. They just loved getting on a table and to go whoop and knocking something over and smashing it. So like I did see all that I saw when I put my head around was all my handbags on the floor. And I was like, you know what? They've done weirder things. They've gotten weirder things and like put them all over the floor. So I was like, maybe it still is the cat, but I got Millie to come so I could properly investigate it because I was not going to investigate that on my own. And I didn't want like to jump to any conclusions before I called the police. So Millie arrives and we walk into my house. We go into my bedroom and the window in my bedroom is hanging off its ledge. In my bedroom, I mean, I can say all this now because my house is like a fucking fortress and no one listening to this is going to be able to rob me because if you do, the police will arrive within like, okay, not the police. I don't even know. Something's going to happen to you. No one can rob me anymore, okay? Not that I did get robbed, but let me get into it. So in my house, in my bedroom, sorry, there's like a window, like a normal window and then also like patio doors. So basically the window in my bedroom was hanging off its ledge. So the person had come from outside and I don't know how the fuck they got to this part of the house, but like, I'm not even going to deep it. But anyway, they got to this part of my house. They, knocked the window through somehow. So it's hanging off. They climbed through there. What they look like, I feel like they opened my bag cupboard, threw all my bags all over the floor for some reason. Then they heard me come in because they were literally there for 5 minutes. I basically, my neighbor has CCTV and they saw the guy go in at 6:40. I got home at 6:45. So the guy was an idiot and he was only, I don't know if he was watching me and like maybe saw me leave and was like hoping, okay, maybe she's going to be gone for a couple of hours and like waited out another half an hour just to be sure that I wasn't coming back in a hurry and then went in. But anyway, he was literally in there for 5 minutes. I can confirm. I came in and he just like let, like, so then obviously panicked. And went out my patio door. So my patio doors were wide open and I never opened my patio doors. They're always locked. They were wide open and my window was hanging off its ledge, all my bags everywhere. So obviously then I'm like, okay, yeah, I've been robbed. So I rang the police and I didn't even like, I hadn't even started to look at like what had been taken. So I rang the police and I was like, yeah, I've been robbed. Like I walked in on the guy in my house. He was like running around. Like, so that's what it was. I think that's what all the noise was. All my bags being thrown everywhere. It was that noise. I was like, yeah, like the guys just ran away like 5 minutes ago. I don't know fully what he's taking yet, but he's knocked my window off the ledge, and he like, and I live alone, and I'm like really young, and like I obviously didn't say I'm really young, but I was thinking that because I was like, I'm like 16 right now. I like, how can they not be like, they didn't seem like that concerned, and I was like, I'm literally a child. I'm obviously not, I'm 22, but like in my head I'm 16. Anyway, they're like, okay, yeah, like we've got a squad, like a squad car, what's it called? Anyway, one of those, we've got a police coming to you within the hour. And I was like, within the hour? Like, what? Like, this is this not like a bit of an emergency? Like, what if he comes back? And they're like, oh no, like that's the fastest we can do it. And I'm like, right, okay, whatever. Hang up. And I'm like starting to look around, see what he's taking. He's not taking a single thing. And when I told you guys, he opened my bag cupboard and threw my bags everywhere. And I've got some nice bags. I like bags. And I don't even really buy bags, actually. I've been sent, somehow with my job, been sent some really amazing bags. Like, for example, this gorgeous little YSL bag. It's just like an ad for anyone that wants to burgle me, but it's not, because I post this shit on Instagram all the time. And I actually see this thing, like, it's like, well, influencers are like asking me begged, because I always post all this expensive stuff. And yeah, like, who fucking cares? I have some nice bags, and he did not take a single one. So upon further inspection, he did not take anything except my spare set of car keys. They were sat by the front door. And funny, actually, but a context. So this happened on a Monday. On the Friday, my next door neighbor texted me being like, hey, Libby, like, do you have anything in your car? Because a guy's just come into your driveway. I can see it from where I'm sitting in my house. A guy's just come into your driveway and is like looking, like peering into your car, and like looking through the windows. And I was like, oh, God. Like, I actually do have some things in my car, so I ran out. You should never leave things in your car. And I took all the stuff that I had in my car out and brought it back inside. So I think that was the guy that burgled me, or like broke into my house, sorry. And I think the whole thing was for my car. Because why would you, that's the only like way I can make sense of leaving all those expensive bags and only taking my spare set of car keys. Also an idiot though, because like I was out in my car. So maybe he was gonna like make it seem as if he hadn't broken in or something and just taken the spare set of car keys, and then I probably would have never noticed, and then he would have come back at like 3 a.m. and taken my car. That's maybe like what the plan was, and then I just kind of fucked up the plan when I came home so early. So obviously at this point I'm waiting for the police. My patio doors and my window obviously wide open for a good 15-20 minutes. My cats didn't run out, and like they like usually they, like when I open like the like a anything, I open the front door, they run for it, and it kind of breaks my heart, because I'm like, oh God, like you aren't happy with your life, like you're not happy as an indoor cat, like you want to see the outside world. But they had the complete chance to run away, and that it could have been so much worse. If my cats had escaped, or if he'd taken my cats, or if he'd hurt my cats in any way, I would have I can't even say what I would do. I would actually just like, I'd go into hiding. I'd just be so ashamed. Like, I don't know. I always think about that, like if anything ever happened to my cats, like, I don't know what I would do. The cats didn't escape, thank God. So at this point, yeah, I realized that he's just taken my car keys. So I'm like, shit, like I need to get back in my car right now. So I run out. I like obviously close all the doors and try like block the window so the cats can't get out. And I run back out to my car with my friend Millie, and we have to sit in my car, because I'm like, if this guy has my spare set of keys and he now knows that my car is in my driveway, obviously, so he can come back at any second and take it. So I'm like, I need to stay in my car here until the police get here. And like, just like if he comes, my mom was like, okay, so if he comes and he like unlocks the car, you just need to keep locking it from the inside. I was like, this is not gonna work. Like, this guy's gonna have a fucking knife or something. Like, if he comes, I'm getting out of the car and giving it to him. Like, I can't do, I'm not about to like fight this guy. Anyway, I'm sat in the car and I'm waiting. I find a locksmith nearby. I ring him and I'm like, hey, like I've been broken into, I need to sleep here tonight, obviously, like can you come secure my house? And he's like, yeah, but I'm gonna be like an hour or so. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm still waiting. 3 hours later, so this all happened at 7, and this is now at 10 o'clock. Police rock up, and I'm like, this has been the most intense 3 hours of my life, because I'm sat there in my car waiting for this burglar to come back and try steal it. So I'm like on edge the whole time. I'm not that on edge. I ordered Nando's and had Nando's in my car, so it was fine. Eventually the police come. By the way, I really kept it together in this time. The only time I like my voice wavered a little bit and I thought, you know what, I might have a little cry here, was when I was on the phone to the police and I was like, yeah, I've been burgled. My voice wavered a little bit, and I was like, you know what, Olivia, hold it together here. The thing that just like not pissed me off about it, but like just like made me feel weird, was like, there's been a man in my bedroom. And it's like, why did he have to be in my bedroom? Like, if he broke into my kitchen, it's like, whatever. Like, I've had randomers in my kitchen before. Like, I've had parties and like people I don't know have showed up, and it's not that deep. Like, I'd feel kind of the same way. But like my bedroom, and like going through my handbags, Because, like, he really was, like, he, like, took them all out. And I was, like, were you just, like, looking in the corner? I was, like, I have, like, shit in those handbags. That, like, I don't, like, if I empty this handbag right now, you'd be, like, what the fuck? Like, I think that's actually a really personal thing. It's, like, reading a diary is, like, looking what's inside a handbag. Like, I keep things in there. I keep photos of people. I, not in a creepy way, but, like, you know, like, photo booth photos. I keep, like, old lip glosses. Like, you can tell a lot about a girl from what she keeps in her handbag. Anyway. I just felt a bit violated, and I also felt kind of scared because I don't have any family in London, which is I never care about that. I never care about not having any family in London because I've got friends and my friends are amazing. But like at that time, like I just want my dad to come and like sort everything out because like I've never had to deal with anything like this before. So I didn't really know what to do. But anyway, I held it together and I did it. But yeah, so the police come at like 3 hours later at the same time as the locksmith. And the locksmith's like, yeah, okay, like I can secure everything. And he's done that. He's secured everything, made it so that I can't even open the doors or the windows in my house. So like you can't do it from the outside either. But the police arrive at the same time, obviously. And they're like, okay, so that obviously this is a crime scene, like referring to the window hanging off its ledge and all the bags everywhere. And they're like, so it's obviously 10 o'clock. Our forensic team aren't working right now. So you just have to leave it exactly how it is until tomorrow when the forensic team can hopefully come around like the afternoon or something. And I was like, what? Like, you want me to just leave my window hanging off its ledge? Like, literally inviting the whole of fucking London into my bedroom. Like, why would I do that? And they're like, yeah, no, fair enough. Like, if you want this locksmith to, like, secure it, like, that's so fair enough, we get it. But, like, obviously we just can't do anything then. And I was like, great, thank you. You guys can leave then. And they're like, okay, just stay safe. And I was like, thanks. They're like, have you got a description of this man? I was like, no. And they're like, okay. What do you take? And I was like, my keys. And they're like, so like, can you describe the key? And I was like, it's just my keys. They're like, do you have a serial number of the keys? I'm like, nope. Yeah, okay, see ya. And I'm like, bye. They left. It was so shit. Like, I mean, obviously, like, what can they do? Unless there's like blood, like, or really obvious fingerprints maybe. But it's like, it's hard because like they're like, have you opened this window before? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay, so your fingerprints will also be on this handle and stuff. And like they're like, has anyone else ever like touched this handle? And I was like, yeah, so many people have obviously touched these handles, so there's gonna be so many fingerprints on it. And they're like, yeah, so we probably won't be able to recover his fingerprints, there's no blood, so really like yeah, there's nothing we can do. And I was like, sweet. I mean, obviously, I kind of knew there's nothing they could do. And honestly, I don't want this guy reprimanded. Is that what the word is? Like, I don't really care about that. I'm not like a, oh, this guy needs locked up and he needs, like, I need revenge. If he had, like, tried to fight me, I'd obviously think I need revenge on this guy. But, like, he just, like, maybe I'm too empathetic. Maybe he, like, needed that. Like, maybe he really needed something. Like, maybe he was, like, hungry and like needed to sell my car and like to get food. Like maybe he's got a family at home, you know. Like I'll not really judge. And the only reason I'm feeling like this is because nothing actually got stolen, so I'm not that salty about it. But like I just like I don't care about him being caught or anything. Like I'm not on that. I just care about my safety now. So then the police left the locksmith like fixed everything, made it so that I was safe when I was able to stay there. Obviously, the problem was my car because this guy could come back. So I went and drove my car away to a safe location. My car is now having all its locks changed, which cost me a fucking penny. You know, that's another thing that pissed me off. I was like, I haven't even done anything. Like, I got broken into and I have to pay so much money for my whole house to be secured, for my all my locks in my car to be changed. I'm getting a full new security thing, like, done. It's going to be so expensive. And, like, it was not even my fault. Like, this guy who broke in should be paying for it because he's the one that did something wrong. But, alas, this is life. And, honestly, as I said, could have been so much worse. I could have been hurt. Like, he could have not ran when I came in. Something could have been stolen. Imagine my fucking car would be stolen. I'd be so pissed off at that. Like, my car's like my prize thing, and like, obviously my cats and my family I value more, but my car is just like, oh, I love my car like that. I don't know what I would do without it. But anyway, I had to go drop it in to be fixed, and I'm not gonna have it for another, like, well, I was just really upset the next morning, you know, like, not upset, just, like, I was a bit down. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, of course this is to happen on a Monday, like, not a great way to start my week. I drive over to my car dealership, and I was like, guys, this has happened. And they're like, oh, well, we'll take it, but we can't give you a courtesy car. And I was like, why? And they're like, too young. And I was like, I've definitely had a courtesy car before, and they're like, yeah, but also it's not an emergency. Like, you could still drive your vehicle. Like, we only really give you a courtesy if your vehicle is like, you're not able to drive it anymore. Like, you're physically not able to drive it. Like, it's got like a flat tire or something. And I was like, I can't drive it. Like, I can't drive home, guys, because if I drive home, this guy's going to steal my car. And they're like, yeah, it's just not an emergency though. And I was like, oh, I'm literally 16. I shouldn't be having to do all this on my own. So I'm without car for 2 weeks. Honestly, a good thing. I need to start walking places. And I've been walking a bit more, actually. I love walking. I don't walk enough. When I'm in New York or in Paris, for example, I was literally walking like 20k steps a day. And it's because Ruby loves to walk. And I'm so lazy, like, because it's not even lazy. Like, I love driving and I love my car. And I really, like, value that time in my car, like, listening to music and singing and whatever. Like, that's my favorite time of the day, honestly. So, like, if I had the chance to drive somewhere, I will and I won't walk. But I think walking is so good for you. So it's a good thing. I'm going to start walking more. And it's been really, really nice weather recently. So, honestly, there's a bright side to everything because, firstly, yeah, nothing was stolen. Secondly, I actually needed this wake-up call because I live on my own. And living on your own is, like, already kind of, like, you need to have, like, your wits about you a bit more. And when I moved into my house, there was a full alarm system, but I didn't know how to work it. And I can say this now because I've got a full security system, so no one can break in. Just reiterating that. I didn't know how to work my alarm and I didn't ever put the alarm on. Obviously, I locked my doors constantly and I've got a Ring doorbell. But honestly, there's not that much to deter a burglary. There's not much to deter a burglar. I think an alarm is honestly one of the most important things to have as someone who lives, or just in general, like, not just if you live alone, because the second that a burglar breaks into your house and an alarm goes off, they're running. They're not going to stay and, like, go through your stuff. And luckily, this is another thing, my fucking Ring doorbell is out of charge. Like, I don't know if the burglar could tell my Ring doorbell is out of charge. Thank God my next door neighbors all have cameras and they were able to, like, send me all their footage. I was able to get, like, the footage of the guy entering and leaving and stuff. So I knew the exact times. I knew that it was only in there for 5 minutes. But yeah, it was a wake up call I needed because I was honestly a bit cocky with it. Like, people had said, oh, like, London's quite dangerous. Like, you've got high crime rate. Like, are you not, like, nervous living on your own and all this? And I've been so lucky because I've never in my life in London ever been worried for my safety. I've never had a bad experience, and I talked about that a lot. Like, and I chanced my luck. Like, I remember I used to live in another flat, and honestly, I lived in Primrose Hill, which is, like, the most friendly neighborhood place ever. I was just almost like too lucky. Like, something had to happen, and I'm glad it did because now I have my wits about me a bit more. And it's just so important when you're young and living on your own. Like, I keep watching, like, these, like, documentaries. I've been really, like, my friend is obsessed with documentaries, and he's, like, gotten me into documentaries now, and, like, obviously, I always watch true crimes. I listen to true crime podcasts, but they feel a bit like, I don't know, when I listen to true crime podcasts, they don't scare me, but a documentary, I think, because you see it, and, like, you have testaments from, like, the witnesses and all this stuff, it just seems a bit more real. And I've just been, like, watching a lot of stuff, and I was like, you know what, I'm actually thinking about it, it wouldn't be that hard for someone to break into my house and kill me in my sleep. No, it will be really hard for someone to do that because I have spent a lot of money on a security system. So yeah, everything's sorted out now. It's a good story to tell. And then my mum and dad obviously were so worried about me. My mum, it actually worked out really well. My mum has, like, she has her head offices or something for her company in Ascot, which is like only like an hour from me. It's like a very, would you say it's like southwest London? Maybe it's like quite near Heathrow. So she was meant to be there for all this week, and she wouldn't usually, like, not, I wouldn't see her when she comes to her head offices because it's an hour where, like, you know, like, we see each other and she doesn't need to travel an hour to and from work every day just to see me before I go to sleep. But obviously she felt really bad for me, and she could tell I was a little bit frightened. Like, I was just a little bit, like, I was just, like, a bit, I'm not even frightened, like, I'm just violated, you know, it's just, like, such a violation. So now she's been getting the train up to me every night. She, like, makes me dinner and she sleeps over at my house, which is nice because, like, just, like, having someone to be there when I sleep is just, it's just nice, so I'm not scared. And I was like, I don't think he's gonna come back, the guy who broke up my house, touch wood. I don't think he's gonna come back because he's, like, my car is not there anymore, like, it's out being fixed, and, like, he obviously knows now that my house is gonna be like a fortress. So yeah. Also, another funny thing is, I got a message on Instagram the other day, and I posted a story being like, I got burgled. I didn't say like the day or like when it happened or anything. And I got a message the other day from this girl, and she was like, I listened to your podcast. If you're listening to this, hey. She's like, I listened to your podcast forever, and I've been able to tell that we live on the same street. And then said my street name. And it's not great. Like, I don't think this is creepy. Like, she actually does live on my street. Because initially I was like, oh, how do you know my street name? But I think she actually does live on my street. Anyway, she was like, I don't know, like, when you got burgled or what happened, but, like, I don't want to, like, overstep or anything, but I saw this guy, like, acting really weird outside your house the other day. And like gave me a description of the man, and I was like, oh my god, that's so interesting. Like, she said it was on Monday, and I was like, oh my god, that's so interesting, because it was like Monday night I got robbed, or not robbed, like broken into, because he didn't actually really take anything. And she was like, oh no way. And I was like, do you know what time it was? She's like, no, I have no idea. And she's like, oh, actually wait, like, I was heading back from like my workout class, so it must have been around 6:30. And I was like, that's so crazy, like, that was actually the guy who broke into my house. Because like there's some like dodgy characters on my street. It's just like any street, like there's always a few dodgy characters. And I was like, it could have been any, it might not have been the guy who broke into my house, but it was at 6:30, so it was the guy who broke into my house. She was like, oh my god, I feel so bad, like, I feel terrible, like, I could have like said something at the time and stopped him. And I was like, no, it's not your fault at all, like, he was gonna break in regardless of the little girl like going up to him and being like, why are you acting weird? But yeah, so I have like witnesses and stuff, but, and I know what he looks like now, so if he ever comes back, I'll have my little kitchen knife ready to go. And I go, hello, if there's anyone on my horse, I've got a knife. So yeah, this is just your lesson, guys, to keep your wits about you, because I didn't have my wits about me, and I was honestly in like a bit of like a, I'm so lucky and I'm invincible. So I needed to be brought back down to earth, I think. And also it like made me like really appreciative of like just having, in past times, I've never really had relationships with my neighbors. Like, remember I told you guys about my witch neighbor, like, I hate that bitch on the other side of me, but on the other side of me, there's a really, really nice family, and they always take my packages, and they're so nice, and I have their numbers, and even the people above me, I've got all their numbers, and we text in the group chat, and now I've got this girl texting me being like, I live on your street, like, if you ever need anything, or if this ever happens again, like, please do not hesitate to call me. And it's just, like, the friendliness of, like, people who, like, honestly, like, strangers, like, I don't really know my neighbors, like, I don't really have anything in common with them, and they just, like, go out of their way, like, when it happened, like, my next door neighbor, like, I obviously texted all my neighbors, being, like, just to let you guys know, like, I've been burgled, like, make sure you lock all your doors, whatever, and they were all so nice. Like, my next door neighbor, gave me her security company that she uses, she offered me, like, a lock to put on my car wheel. The other ones upstairs, like, came on in their pajamas, and they're, like, checking on me, and I was, like, this is so nice. Like, I think I really value that as someone who doesn't have any family in London. Like, I do feel quite alone sometimes, so to have that was just so nice, and it made me super appreciative of everything in life. And honestly, it wasn't even like that bad. Like, it was a little bit traumatizing. Like, I know every time I walk into my house, I'm a little bit tiny bit frightened, but that's a good thing. You need to be frightened sometimes to keep your wits about you. One thing I am considering doing is keeping a weapon beside my bed. I'm thinking a baseball bat. And I've never actually, like, I don't even know if I could do that much damage with a baseball bat. My friend suggested I keep pepper spray by my bed. And I was like, I don't think that's going to do anything. I don't think if a man walks into my room at night and I sit up in bed and go, I've got pepper spray, it's going to really deter him. So I don't know if pepper spray is the one. I've got a panic alarm now. So I've got this little thing that I press. If I press it, the police come and, like, I don't know, like, I would imagine they would come in a few minutes, but after last time, it took 3 hours. Maybe it's because it wasn't an emergency, I guess, but, like, literally, also, that was my first time ever calling 999, and it took 3 hours. So, I was like, what if I was literally stabbed and bleeding out in this time, and then you came 3 hours later, and here I was? Like, what if the guy came back? Like, you guys wouldn't even know, because you don't care. Whatever, it was fine. If we could take anything away from that whole story, it's just make sure, even if you don't live on your own, or even if you're not a girl, that you just keep your wits about you, because it's a doggy dog world, guys. Oh my god. So also, I posted a story. This killed me. I posted a story being like, I got burgled last night. My mum came to London and made me a big bowl of pasta. How cute is that? Also, I was thinking the whole time, like, this is gonna be such a good podcast. And that is, like, one thing with me, is I will always be making jokes in bad situations. Like, I find humor a good way of coping with things. And I always make self-deprecating jokes. I don't really make jokes with other people's sad situations or bad situations. I only make jokes about my situations. I'd say a lot of people do that, right? Whatever. And me saying, oh, this is gonna make such a good podcast episode, it's like me making like a joke about the situation, trying to make it a bit lighthearted so I'm not like fucking crying about it. Like, I didn't want like loads of like sympathy over like me getting burgled when I didn't even really get burgled. Like, he didn't take anything. It could have been so much worse. Anyway, do you guys remember those twins that went on Love Island? I can't even remember their names. Anyway, my friend sent me this yesterday. So one of those, they're like, I can't remember their names, but they're like those like two fashion, they like want to get into fashion and they're like twins from Love Island. They're boys. Do you know who I'm talking about? Anyway, one of them screenshotted. I don't even know why I'm saying this, but it just like pissed me off. Like, this almost pissed me off more than me being burgled. He screenshotted it and put it on a story. Went, I have so much to say about this. Hello? What have you got to say about it? You have nothing to say about it. You weren't even there. Like, what? Because I'm going to have a good podcast. Like, oh, it's my fucking job. Of course I'm going to be thinking about my podcast whenever this is all happening. I tell you guys everything. Like, I love filling you in. And I was so pissed off. And I was about to send a full paragraph. And like, how dare you screenshot my story and put it on your story? And I was like, Olivia, just don't. Don't even engage in this. I don't even know why I said that, but like, I was just so pissed off and I had to tell you guys, because this is literally a phone out this morning. My friend sent it to me this morning before I got here, and I was like, ew, like, stop watching my stories if you don't even follow me. At least drop me a follow. Anyway, so if you saw my story and you maybe that was like a really tone deaf story to post, but I didn't think it was. I thought it was kind of funny, and it's also my situation, so like, I can say whatever I want about it. Anyway, yeah. Just be safe out there, guys. And if you ever need, I don't know, I was gonna say if you ever need help, let me know. But like, one thing I will say is it's really important to have a good, like, you need to make, not make friends. I think this is more of a London thing, is like, it's quite isolating, and like, not even isolating, but like, you can have like so many friends in London and not a single one will live within 20 minutes of you, because London's just so big. So please just make friends with your neighbors if that is the case, because if I didn't have my neighbors as friends, or like if I didn't have a friend that lived 2 minutes away, I would probably be fucked, and I would have had to do that whole thing alone, and that would have been terrifying. But yeah, I'm all good and I'm safe and everything's safe. My cats are safe, my car is safe, my belongings are safe. So life is not bad. Anyway, I love you guys and I will see you on Friday for mini monologue. Also, don't be peer pressured into getting filler, because I was peer pressured and now I hate it, and it's just, oh, whatever. I'm gonna get it dissolved next week. Love you guys. Bye.